Hey everyone, this is Evangelist Teresa coming at you on this evening. Happy Wednesday to you. And I just wanted to get on here really quick to just go over some nuggets that God has been giving me as I've been reading. And our topic for today is the leader's spiritual life. And at some point in time, you have all been called to become a leader. Many of you are leaders. Everyone is a leader. If you're leading in your job, if you're leading in your family, if you're leading, you know, in the marketplace, you are a leader indeed. So I just have some nuggets that I want to give to you. You can take notes. You can write them down. You can meditate on them. Whatever God wants you to do with them. But our first one is we need to deepen our relationship with God. Basically, we got to cultivate that lifestyle. We have to know who God is. We must know that we must seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness will be added unto us. Basically, when we are in leadership, it is not us that is leading. It's God that leads. You know, we are the one who gives up. He's the one that gives us, you know, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding to go forth and do all that he has called for us to do. And also, God has also given us, you know, the will to even the privilege in many places. Many of you are leading in positions that you know God has placed you there. And in Luke chapter 10, we hear about Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. You know, that was her position, you know, at the feet of Jesus. So in being in leadership, this is our place. You know, even no matter what title you may have, no matter what position on your job you may have, our place is sitting at the feet of Jesus. You know, being able to be in his presence, you know, to being able to hear from God in every decision that you may encounter or have to make, you know, in life. So throughout our even church history, you know, we find out that, you know, there are so many cares in this world. You know, there are so many wrong things. There are so many things that we see that hinders even our spiritual journey, you know, because we cannot hear from God if we are, you know, busy, you know, as Martha was busy, you know, cleaning, you know, not that she didn't care about Jesus, but she was just busy, tuned out into doing other things. So in leadership, we must have balance. We must have balance. We must be able to, you know our ins and outs. We must be able to know how to balance our relationship with God, our commitment, our meditation, our prayer life, all of that. That falls under being an integral, you know, leader. So God wants us to know the value of everything that he gives us. You know, he wants us to be able to own our authority in our relationship with him. You know, we must be able to practice daily what we must do. Pray, you know, seek God, read his word, get a divine revelation on what he wants you to do, you know, or even how long he wants you to do it. Okay, so our second topic is practice healthy self-care. That is something that, you know, even now, you know, I have to cough, you know, a cough, you know, just being able to make sure that your body is rested. Your body is healthy. Your body is getting all the nutrients. Your body is not exhausted and fatigued. You know, being able to drink plenty of water, making sure you're hydrated, making sure that you're resting. Because guess what? When we give God our time, we don't want to give God no lazy time. We don't want to give him no half done time. We want to give God our all. You know, we want to be able to not be that student that falls asleep in class, not be that student that hinders everyone else because of not having their work or assignments. You know, so God wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be able to stand. He wants us to be able to run with the foot soldiers. You know, being able to have a healthy lifestyle, that recalls even balance, you know, even fasting, even preparation, even delighting ourselves in his laws, in his book, you know, in meditating day and night, you know, being able to seek his face, you know, being able to know that God is with us. Why? Because he's given us everything we need in this written word. Even being married, you know, I'm not married, but leaders that are married, you know, they church is the priority, you know, bringing their families to church. You know, if we are able to lead a healthy church family, according to 1 Timothy 3 and 5, you know, we are able to see the manifestation of God's glory being released upon the church, you know, because that's how Christ was, you know. He was the union, you know, he was the perfect mediator with his bride. You know, he was able to make things equal to what he wanted it to be. It was an alignment. It was a perfect alignment. So this will require us to change the entire way that we do things, because we want to be in alignment. Amen. So our next one is stop skimming and go deep. What do you think that means? Well, stop skimming. And when you think of skimming, that means you're just going through a book. You're not reading it all, but you're just going through really, really quickly, getting the keywords. But God wants us to go deep. He wants us to go deep in everything that he has given us. You know, whether it's your ministry, whether it's your gifts, your whatever, your college degree, whatever thing that God gives you, he wants you to go deep in it. Because it helps us to prepare, you know, to get your goals and your agenda. You know, you would know that your goals and agenda would be the primary way that you become successful. So being able to make decisions that will be thoughtfully and prayerfully instead of basing them on feelings. So follow through on your commitments. So we must follow through on our commitments. We must be consistent in all God would give us to do. Okay, so guarding our heart. Okay, so Proverbs 4 and 23 tells us to guard our hearts, for everything you do flows from it. So that is something that God wants us to do. Can you feel a deep emotion? Of course we can. We can feel deep emotions. We can feel when someone passed away. We can feel the emotion from the hurt. We can feel it from, you know, if someone hurts our feelings, rejection, you know, jealousy, anything. We can feel those emotions. You know, we can feel it. We can feel the joy, too. You know, when someone blesses us, when someone speaks a good word over our life, we can feel that. We can feel everything. So a healthy heart is fully aware of a deep emotion. You know, we must be able to know when to not allow our hearts to be so heavy because of the foolishness in this world. You know, our heart can also become numb because of not dealing with the wounds, not dealing with the hurt and the pain. You know, Prophet Elijah was in that kind of place when he sat down by the broom tree. He told God, I have enough. I have had enough, Lord. And he went to a deep sleep. So basically, he was depressed. You know, he was depressed because of the problems was weighing him down in his heart. So basically, we need to ask God how to give us a deeper, a stronger capacity to hold fast to what he's doing. You know, because many times we find ourselves, you know, falling out, you know, with life because of the challenges, because of the things that weigh our hearts down. Amen. So a leader's spiritual life also makes us consistent and also reminds us of moments. You know, being able to be reminded that my heart was unhealthy when this was produced, when I dealt with this issue. So being able to not allow yourself to go through any more of the cycles, any more of the challenges that may exist and come your way. So we must be able to enjoy life. You know, we must be able to look beyond the problems, look beyond the burdens, look beyond any factor that may have delayed you in knowing that you are, you know, not balanced in doing that. So are you open to anything that will bring life to you? You know, we must be able to open up, you know, talk to your friend or family member, talk to someone who can bring balance to you, who can give you reasoning, who can give you understanding, because God hears the promptings. He hears us, our cry. He hears the demands. He hears the anxiety. He hears all of that, you know, so it's best to tell him anyway, you know, to confess your faults unto him, you know, to be able to get clear what he wants you to do. And it relieves you of anything that is weighing you down. It relieves you. So God is good when it comes to our heart. Our heart posture must be ready to comply with God. You know, ready to remove any weight, any toxicity, anything that is not good. You know, God wants us to release it. You know, he wants to remove the stony heart and replace it with a heart of flesh, according to Ezekiel chapter 36 and 26. Okay, so we are responsible for guarding our own hearts. And it's so tempting to blame someone else for anything that goes on with a heart. But we're responsible. Anything that comes into our heart, we have the control, to the authority to rule it out. Amen? To pluck it out, to cast it down. So we have to find spiritual discipline that supports our heart. You know, we all know that our physical hearts require to stay healthy. You know, we exercise, we no smoking, no junk food, whatever it takes to commit to a healthy lifestyle. So we must be clear about our role, our gifts, our passion. We must really know what God has positioned us to do. You don't want to wear yourself out doing something that God has not called you to do. You'll be wasting your time. You know, you'll be wasting others' time. You know, and we must be able to define our self-worth. Know who you are. You know, the Apostle Paul, you know, he began his letters by writing, you know, Paul, a servant or apostle of Christ Jesus. He knew who he was. You know, he felt that it was necessary to describe himself. You know, he was the foundation of that book, you know, so he was able to let people know, this is my title, this is what I'm doing, and I'm walking in it. You know, he was able to live up to what God has called for him to do. So we must live in an authentic lifestyle. You know, we must stay connected to people who love us, people who will support you. You know, anyone else, I would not recommend that they be in your circle, because God wants you to be around those who are chasing after him, those who are like-minded, those who have the mind of Christ. You know, that is who, you know, we should reckon and even keep ourselves, you know, in alignment with. So God wants us to be, you know, near to him at all times, to be able to speak to him, to be able to give him, you know, every care that comes across our heart. We must stay focused, you know, on our strength. We must stay focused on God. We must remain single-eyed. You know, we must check our motivation and make sure nothing else gets in the way of what God has called for us to do. You know, we must honestly confront underappreciation. You know, we must be able to learn from any experience. Amen. We must be able to live as a slave of Christ. And when I say slave, that's nothing bad. You know, that means that we're going to do with sold out for Jesus. You know, we're going to do whatever God wants us to do. You know, no matter what it is. We are living in a day and time where we are living in the last days. And we are living in a day and time
where we have to work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. And literally, we have to begin to proclaim the word of God and begin to speak the word of God to others so that they may be saved, so that they may know the truth of God's word, so they may be able to have the gift of salvation. So God wants us to be able to bring those lost souls in, bring them in and speak to them, to be able to allow them to elevate to another level in Him. So God wants us to do just that. So we are doing His will. We are proclaiming His name. But are you bold enough to go into the vineyards? Are you bold enough to go into the dry places? So God wants us to do just that. You know, we must be able to be accountable, you know, unto God. You know, we can always read the word of God. We can always say what we're going to do, but are we doing it? Are we actually, you know, going into the vineyards? Are we actually winning souls and bringing them in? Who are you telling about Jesus? You know, leadership in our spiritual life, that is something that should be constantly going through. You know, we so busy trying to make money and keep up with the Joneses and keep up with all these things that are coming out, new cars and new grant dollars and all that stuff. You know, God wants us to be able to focus on the spiritual life, you know, being able to live as he has called for us to live. You know, we are so, you know, fortunate. If we was to see what other nations and other countries were going through right now, we are very fortunate. You know, and to be able to be privileged to be able to speak the word of God freely is a blessing in disguise. Amen. So we must share, you know, our life stories, our testimonies, and be accountable for what God has given us to do. You know, we must be able to rule and reign throughout every atmosphere that He has set us in. You know, He wants us to be able to prosper in every good health and be in good health, you know, even as our soul prosper. So God wants us to transform. He wants us to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. You know, He wants us to be able to speak life and life more abundantly, you know, because everything that we put our minds to, there is something that God wants us to do. It's a door that God wants to open. It's a key that God wants to turn, you know, and He wants us to be able to be fruitful, to manifest that thing. Amen. And I'm not going to keep you long. I just wanted to get on here and give these few nuggets because God wants us to have a spiritual life so that we can produce manifestations of His glory, being able to know the levels of authority, being able to seek God day and night, being able to know and identify that God's hand is upon us, you know, that God has given us, you know, everything that we need. He has saved our lives over and over again. And I thank God. I am so grateful. I am appreciative of all the things that God has done for me and my family. We have been through a lot. Amen. And God has brought us out each and every time. God has always been the one to come in as a mighty rushing wind to save us. And I'm so thankful for that. You know, God has given us the grace to be able to stand even in the midst of the hardest trials and tribulations. You know, God has given us a reset. And I thank God for that. You know, God has given us the ability to seek His will. You know, there is no one like our God. There is no one greater, no one wiser than our God. Amen. So be able to know the difference than, you know, when it comes to cultivation, sometimes we will get a little, you know, delayed because God wants us to see beyond even the norm. He wants us to see beyond it. You know, He wants us to be able
to filtrate what he's doing, you know, to set ourselves apart, to be able to open up our eyes, to see in the spirit realm even the more, because God wants to use us in abundance. God wants to use us in a greater magnitude. And lately, you know, even myself, I've been feeling like I'm not fitting in different areas and in different places. I feel I have outgrown, and God is kind of pushing me and pulling me, you know, elsewhere. I'm being stretched. Amen. As leaders, we will be stretched. We will feel uncomfortable. We will feel a lot, you know, during this time, a transition, as God continues to build us, as God continues to give us life and life more abundantly. You know, God has given us the grace to move forward and to bless his holy name. You know, we live in a world, and God tells us to don't be ignorant of Satan's devices. Amen. He said devices, meaning there's more than one. You know, devices, tricks, and trades of the devil, of the enemy. And before I get off, we're going to pray, and we're going to cast down everything that God, that the enemy has tried to interfere with God doing in your life. You know, in everything that the enemy would try to set against you and your loved ones, against you and your job, against you and the things that God has positioned you for. So blessings and honor, those are of God. You know, dominion and power, those are of God. You know, he wants us to be able to speak life to that thing, to speak the abundance of his glorious presence. Because God has not given us a spirit of fear. He has given us power and love and a sound mind. He has given us authority in Jesus' name. He has given us life and life more abundantly. He has given us hope and expectation. You know, God has given us all things. You know, for the God has given us miracles, signs, and wonders. There is no one like God. So God is the fruit of our life. He's the joy that we bring. When people try to figure us out, God is the one that's already positioned us. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. He said, move out of the way. Amen. He said, no demon, no devil. He said, we can tread over serpents and scorpions. Amen. You know, we can be able to call those things that be not as though they were. So Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you tonight, Father. Lord, thanking you for another day, God. Glorify your name, for you are worthy of the praise and worthy of our worship, God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for being Lord over all things, God. Father, we position our hearts unto you, Father. We ask that you have your way, God, that you sensitize us, God. Begin to remove everything, God, that is not like you, Father God. We pray, Father, for the miracle signs and wonders, God, to be birthed into our lives, God, into the lives of our family, friends, and loved ones, God, our ministries, Father God. Father, we pray for, Lord God, your word to be the mediator of our soul, God, that you would rightly divide your word of truth, Father God, that we will receive with meekness your engrafted word that is able to save our souls. So, Father, I thank you for salvation. I thank you for setting every captive free, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for those who are even listening to this podcast, even now, Father, that they will experience your healing virtue. They will experience your signs and wonders, oh God. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for what you would do, God. I thank you, Father God, for all things work together for the good of them that love God, those who are called according to your righteousness, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for every work that you would give us, Father God. Father, you said that what you have for me is for me. What you have for every listener is for every listener, God. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that your glory will illuminate through us, Father. Lord God, because of everything, God, that you have for us, oh God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for fighting for us, God, Jehovah Gabor, we thank you, Lord. We bless you this day, Father God. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We cancel every assignment against the enemy, Father God, against their destiny, against anything, God, that will hinder them, that will make them stumble, Father God. We bind every spirit of witchcraft and idolatry in the name of Jesus, and we speak life in the mighty name of Jesus. We sever, and Lord God, we curse every spirit of manipulation at the root in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we call forth miracles. We call forth blessings and honor and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we say thank you. Lord God, we glorify you, Father, for who you are, God, that you will show yourself strong, Father, in our lives, in the lives of these listeners, God. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for what you would do, God, and how you would do it, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Father. You said that our adversary is your adversary, oh God. So, Father, we just bless you tonight. Father, open up our hearts, pour out the windows of heaven, Lord God, a blessing that is big enough for us to receive, Lord God. So, Father, I thank you for an outpour. I thank you for a manifestation of your glory. I thank you, Father God, that every technology that the enemy will use, Father God, that, Lord God, you would dismantle the works, Father God, that every part would disintegrate, Father God. Lord God, that it would expire in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for a ricochet effect of your arrow, Lord God, going into the enemy's camp, Father. So, Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for blessing these people, Lord God, these ones, these perfect hearts, God, that come to you, Lord God, the flowers, God, that are here with you, Father, listening to you, Father. So, Lord God, I thank you, and I praise you, and I worship you, and I glorify your most holy name, Father, for you are worthy of the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Enjoy your day. In the name of Jesus, know that you have authority over the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus, and nothing can take you out of the will of God. And if you are listening to this podcast, and if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, say this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, Lord, I come to you today, Father. Lord, because I believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for drawing me nigh to you in this hour, God. I thank you, Father God, and I receive you, Lord, as my Savior, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you have chosen me this day, Father. And Lord God, I give you praise, Father. Lord God, I want to be in your kingdom. I want to be in your will, Father God. Create in me a clean heart, Father, and renew the right spirit within me, Lord God. Save me, oh God. And Lord God, I ask for your will to be done and manifested in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you have said that prayer, you are a part of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Bless someone. Now you go out and follow the word of God and be able to do the same thing. Help someone to know Jesus on today. Help someone to know him as their Lord and Savior, because he is their Redeemer in Jesus' name. I thank you that God is all powerful and no demon in hell can stop what God has for you and over your life in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the hearts that have said that prayer. Lord God, nourish them, Father God. And Lord, place them in the right environment, Father, that where they can be well-groomed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.